Well, it's a Friday morning, and this morning we are celebrating all things quilting. You know what? March is National Quilting Month, and tomorrow, Saturday, is National Quilting Day. We've got a lot to cover, and we've got three quilters and, well, two full-time quilters and one that just knows a whole lot about quilting. We have local quilters Cheryl Zeilman and Sally Leap with us, along with Betty McLarty. We've talked to Betty before. She's with the Tulip Time office. And we're talking, as I mentioned, all things quilting. Cheryl, let's start with you. Before we get into details, it seems like the popularity of quilting just kind of keeps going up and up. Explain that to me.
It is. It's exploding, and people get very inspired by the quilters in general. And just the more there is, the more we're taking people in.
Now, Cheryl, quilting has been a part of the Tulip Time Festival as long as I know. I've only been here a couple of years, but is there a Dutch connection to quilting?
Absolutely. There, I know in Europe, it's very big also.
Okay.
Across Europe in general.
And Cheryl, tell me how you got involved in quilting.
After I was married, I got inspired to start sewing and quilting. And
we also have Sally Leap with us. She's a local quilter. And Sally, talk too about how you think quilting just continues to be popular year after year.
I think people are just interested in crafts in general, and right. Quilting kind of, I think, gained a resurgence in the 70s, 80s, and it just keeps going and going, and people love it.
That kind of ties into my next question, too, that are younger folks kind of taking on this art of quilting?
Yes, they are. I think the trend is going more toward modern quilting, and that's what the younger people like.
Okay.
It's very popular.
And Sally, curious on how you got started with this art form, as we'll call it.
My aunt actually started me. She was quilting a baby quilt, and I saw it, and I loved it, and so she gave me the pattern, and that's how I started.
Talking with the local quilters this morning, Cheryl Zeilman and Sally Leap, along with Betty McLarty with the Tulip Time office. And Betty, you check in with us at least once a year to talk quilting, but the Tulip Time quilt raffle is right around the corner or soon to be here, right?
Yes, actually we revealed the quilt at our first Bloomy event in February 22, so we've started to sell those raffle tickets in our office. And beginning April 2, the quilt will be at the Apothecary Gift Shop in downtown Holland, and they will also sell raffle tickets for us.
So how does this work, Betty? We can view the quilt and like, yeah, I want to put a bid on that. How do I do it?
Yeah, it's not a bid.
Okay.
You have to buy a $5 raffle ticket,
name
on it, and we'll have a drawing the day after Tulip Time Festival on that Monday morning at 10 o'clock in the office. We'll pull the winning ticket from our bucket of all those purchased raffle tickets. But the quilt will be on display at Apothecary Gift Shop.
Okay.
And then we will have a poster of the quilt at the quilt show every day at the quilt show, and when the raffle tickets will be available there.
Perfect.
As well.
And then, of course, the Tulip Time quilt show, the quilt show part of Tulip Time each and every year. And I understand maybe there's a little bit of a change of venue. And I like this because I've been to the Midtown Center, a great venue for the show this year.
Yes, we're excited that we were able to partner with Midtown on a few things for Tulip Time this year. And we started that with the securing the study hall to display all the quilts for our times of Saturday, May 4 through Sunday, May 12. And we're going to be open from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. every day at the study hall at Midtown Center. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, perfect location for that, for a new one again this year, as Betty mentioned. Tulip Time and our local quilters celebrating National Quilting Day, which is tomorrow, Saturday, and National Quilting Month throughout the month of March. Cheryl, let's go back to you just for a couple of quick comments from both you and Sally. Just for folks that maybe listening to this interview, I don't know a whole lot about quilting, but maybe I'd be interested. I mean, are there like classes? How does someone learn more about quilting?
There are quilt shops or fabric stores anywhere you walk in. It is all over right now, literally.
Okay.
Get on the Google.
Google it, as they say.
Google it, yeah. And you can start. But there are a lot of beginner classes. Anybody interested in starting?
Okay.
Just walk into your local quilt shop or fabric store and You'll be helped.
Again, it's National Quilting Month. Tomorrow, National Quilting Day, and we're celebrating with local quilters and Betty McLarty, who is talking about the Tulip Time Quilt Show. All the information, Betty, for Tulip Time Quilt Show, where do we find that?
That's all on our website, tuliptime.com. And just as another push, we have a entry deadline for our quilt show.
Perfect.
Is April 1.
Okay.
And that information, again, is on tuliptime.com. If someone's interested in putting a quilt in our show, then they can go through that process. And, you know, Sally and Cheryl were the ones who put together our raffle quilt, and it's very exciting. It goes along with the Bikes and Blooms themes for our 95th festival.
Okay.
And they've put that together with a bike and a Dutch countryside and with different ways of the quilting, and they did that together with Barbara Shippa. So that we're grateful for their help in promoting our quilt show and putting together that quilt for the
See,
raffle.
Ladies, this is why I bring in Betty. She answers questions I don't even ask her. Huh? All right. National She's Quilting good. Day tomorrow. We have Betty McLarty with the Tulip Time office, along with local quilter Cheryl Zeilman and Sally Leap. Ladies, thanks for your time this morning on WHTC Morning News.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.